Welcome to Flick Through Friday, where I, KCMY, give you a movie review on a TV show, movie, documentary, literally anything you watch on a streaming service to cut your time in half and really get down to brass tacks to see whether the movie you're flicking to is worth it or not. Welcome and thank you for coming and listening. Today's episode is going to be on Jurassic World. I am here with my co-host, Michael.
Oh, hello. Hey.
Got Sean.
Hello.
And Faustino.
Hey, what up?
We have just seen Jurassic World.
Dominion.
Fuck this movie.
Oh, shut up, Faust.
That's the first thing we can go off on. Fuck this movie.
It's not worth the hype, but it's not as... I don't know. It's okay, I guess.
I liked it. I thought it was good. It's not the worst one. Not the best one. I think it's right in the middle, honestly.
It doesn't beat the OGs.
Which one do you think is the worst?
Worst is Fallen Kingdom, I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, this would be like the second worst to Fallen Kingdom.
You think it's better than Jurassic Park 3?
Jurassic Park 3 is...
not bad.
It's not bad at all. It's actually like one of the remaining Jurassic... in the Jurassic franchise is like...
yeah.
Like story that has a story and it keeps you engaged because you actually believe in it, you know?
It is a concise trilogy that way, where it sort of ended with the Marines and Navy like quarantining off that island.
Right. You know what I mean? And it also, that, you know, that's the only like downside to that movie. It was just how quickly the fucking army and all of them just showed up at the end.
Due to one phone call from Ellie Sattler.
Right.
But back on the subject of Dominion. Yeah. Jurassic World Dominion.
Yeah.
So, acting, how did we feel about it?
We discussed this before. I thought acting was good, except for Campbell Scott, I believe is his name, who plays the villain.
Awful.
He did not do a good job. He was just trying to do some things that did not work.
Is that the guy that was the father of Peter Parker in Amazing Spider-Man?
Yes.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one role I know him from, and also he was in the last season of House of Cards.
Oh.
But he was good in that. He was good in that one scene he was in Amazing Spider-Man.
Did you see that deleted ending where it's revealed he actually comes back to life?
He actually
survived the plane crash.
I did not see that.
That's on YouTube. I was thinking about mentioning that, but I didn't want to get off topic.
Whatever. Terrible in this. What kind of direction did Colin Trevorrow give him?
Yeah, maybe it's
Colin's
fault.
He just snaps in that movie.
I mean, the veteran act. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Michael.
It's kind of like he just snaps in that movie and he says, what does he say? He says, call it. Or something.
Yeah.
The emergency evacuation.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that was
just... What was his plan to, like, delete the evidence? So it's like,
oh, he set the locust on fire.
And, like,
is that how they would have acted?
Like, that wouldn't he, like, close it off and, like, had it, like, sucked down a tube? It's like, no, he had to, like, release it in through a roof. Roof and let them go out in the wild and set fire to their entire forest and reserve? I thought that was, like, publicly known that they're trying to be a nature reserve, and wouldn't it be suspicious that they found a bunch of, like, burnt locust corpses that look a lot like the ones sweeping over the nation and eating their crops? It's like, that's going to cause some serious suspicion. Yeah. And even if they do manage to, like, burn everything in the lab, that's still going to, like, be cause for alarm.
Wait, I did screw up. We are in story right now. No, but it's all good.
It's acting. We're on acting.
But we're on acting.
It kind of led into the story, you know? Because I do want to give credit to, like, the veteran actors. Let's give some credit to, like, the veteran actors, Jeff Goldblum, Laura Dern.
And then, you know, the returning actors from this trilogy.
Chris Pratt, Dallas Howard.
They're fine. They were
the
fine.
Kid. You guys, how do you guys feel about the kid? You don't like the kid?
Is she legit British or is she like putting on an accent? I can't tell.
I think the kid is. You know what? I would have to look it up. I'm gonna assume that she was British. That seemed like a natural British accent, but I could be wrong.
I love seeing DaWanda Wise and Omar Sy return.
DaWanda Wise is the
helicopter. Yes.
Oh, the helicopter pilot.
Like, she's dope. Yeah. I like seeing her back again. Or, not back again, but, like, I like seeing that she joined.
This franchise.
I love seeing Omar Sy come back.
Yeah.
That was dope. Like, and then, of course, Justice... I'm trying to remember his name. Justice...
Justice Smith, right?
Justice Smith, I believe. Yeah, Justice Smith was dope. It was dope seeing him again, too.
He was, like, the caramel guy in the beginning, right? With the Asian chick?
Yeah.
He was, like, the most annoying part of Fallen Kingdom for me.
You don't like him? You don't like his actor?
The government group in this one, and he was like, don't get killed. Yeah, he didn't really do much, but, you know, just showed.
I agree with that. He didn't do much.
I think
one of the shortest parts in the movie.
Yeah, him and the Asian girl, Asian girl was only in the beginning. Like, but then the last movie, they were both in a significant amount. But in this one, I think they wanted to make it more about the OGs compared to the... the three main cast.
Add in two other characters,
and we cannot forget Mama Duati. He's always dope.
He was
Ramsey Cole. Yeah, that's okay. Ramsey Cole. Say what?
Look at the cast.
I'm looking on the cast list of Google to make sure we have all the names.
Perfect.
And there's BD Wong.
Yeah,
came back. He looked very sad. He was so sad looking with his blonde hair.
Omar Sy reminds me of a friend of mine, but he's acted good in Lupin. Lupin and other shows I've seen
him in. BD Wong, it was actually, I'm not going to lie, it was good to see BD Wong.
BD Wong is Henry Wu. Always good to see him, but doesn't he kind of like flip-flop between like all three movies? It's like in the original Jurassic World, like the one in 2015, it's like, he acted like such a cartoonish, megalomaniacal gene splicer, and now all of a sudden he's like super regretful because he made these damn locusts.
You could tell that he had a change of heart throughout Fallen Kingdom, and in this one he is fully turned over to being a good guy.
Went through no redemption arc.
I mean, technically,
all he did was just grow some long hair and feel regrets.
Yeah.
Because he said yes to building locusts. Like, what was the point of the locusts? To, like, eat the crops and, make theirs a monopoly on the food source while causing a famine?
Well, yeah, the locusts eat all the crops except for the ones that they provide.
Yeah, but investigators and FDA find that a bit suspicious?
Well, yeah, it's not... Well, that's why their compound is surrounded by dinosaurs. Who's going to come and arrest them? You can't get past the dinosaurs.
Well, it's not like
come on, guys. Come get me. Come get me, bro.
They can drop in some Navy SEALs from the rooftop
like
and
the
like
government
shoot
would be
them.
Prepared at
get
this
the pterodactyls
point.
Down.
Like, I mean, come on. The government would come up with a plan of how to, you know, get the dinosaurs and stuff. I mean, you know, I just feel like but the locus of this. That's kind of like no point. That was just something that I felt like they kind of just threw in. You know, okay, let's make a last ending. Danger arc here that kind of concludes the story, you know, climaxes it, concludes it. That's just throwing the locust there.
It was kind of the B story don't care about. The A story is about Beta and Maisie.
Exactly.
They're the A story. They get kidnapped, we're going to go save them. B story, locusts. They could have cut that out, but then if we cut that out, then we have to cut out the OG cast coming back. We don't want to do that.
I got to say though. It has to be said. Yes, there's an A story. But without B, it makes A story boring. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't give it enough urgency. So, if you really think about it, if you just wiped out the locusts, there's no real need for emergency.
The emergency to get, is that they
to,
have
like,
to...
get them out. Like, it would, if anything, if there were no locusts, we would be looking at a 3-hour movie. In a totally different direction. And that would be to kind of dance around having to, like, sit around it and like, live in this compound with all of these dinosaurs and survive past all of them. I think a lot of people can only go past so many, like, you know, jump scares. It kind of had all of us on the edge of our seat. That's something I want to, like, just say was really the best part of the movies. Was just, like...
Jump scares?
Not just the jump scares, but just how the suspense was really built up in getting some of these characters to survive. Yeah, the suspension of disbelief
is
the fact.
There were too many survivors. There were more
that
of them
part.
Nobody died.
I mean, that's the part that's where I was getting at. Like, there's there's too much suspension of disbelief. It don't make sense that Dallas Bryce Howard can survive crawling about a good maybe 10 feet into a puddle.
Like, how does that versus, dinosaur with the long claws even, like, hunt? Like,
yeah, I don't what, like that what one. What gave that deer like away?
Like, the, you see what I'm saying? And all the deer he, did. Like,
swiped them and...
And keep in mind, deer are, like, 15 times quieter than humans. Yeah. So I'm just like...
All right. Yeah. They smell worse. Like, humans smell worse than deers, and they make a lot more, a shit ton more noise.
Right. And I'm kind of like, yeah, it, but it also, it was still enough to have us, like, it had a lot of people on the edge of their seat.
No, the worst part and of, one of the main was, thing like, when was all those characters were, like, out of the Jeep after it flipped over, and they were, like, trying to escape the whatever long-ass name they used for that dinosaur was.
Gigalosaur.
And when they were, like, trying to get up into that bathysphere. The sphere, you know, like the tower? Yeah, the tower. Into the tower. And it's that like, was, that thing was, like, moving so fucking slow and just, like, not chomping as quickly as possible. Or the dinosaur? Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was
the Tyrannosaurus Rex is never the bad like, guy anymore. He's always... He's now the good guy. Like, ever since the first Jurassic World, the Tyrannosaurus Rex is now the hero dinosaur.
He was always the hero. I thought he was the original bad guy.
When
he saved Grant, Ellie, and the kids in that museum by chomping the two raptors in the first one.
Michael, you might not have seen that scene, which is a pretty important scene in the first Jurassic Park, but they're about to get eaten by the Velociraptors, and the T-Rex just comes out of nowhere.
Oh, and how the chops
them,
chomps them,
and then that's an iconic scene where he roars, and then the banner falls in front of him. That's fucking iconic.
How he saved the other crew from the Indominus Rex.
I also remember there was two Tyrannosaurus Rexes near the beginning of the first one, and they were after...
You're thinking of the second one. That's the second one.
Yeah, they were after those two T-Rexes. And like, I didn't really see those movies, like, but I do remember those scenes
in San Diego.
Of them trying to like be quiet, and then they would like, you know, I think it was like, I don't know if it was a male and a female, but you know, there's a pair of Tyrannosaurus Rexes that were like basically looking for those kids or something, and they had to keep quiet, and then something about the Jeep falling over the cliff. Yeah, I remember that, because I remember going through like some CGI stuff. It's talking about the animatronics of how they were trying to make the scene.
I mean, I do appreciate that they used a bit more animatronics than the previous two.
Yes.
I thought the CG was pretty good in this one.
Yeah, it was.
I could tell the animatronics in this one, especially the small creatures.
I take that back. The CG looked a little off when they were, like, doing the whole phone camera thing. It looked like an app.
Are you talking about at the beginning with the news?
The montage. Where
the montage at the beginning was bad.
They looked really rough.
After that, the logo pops up, CG was good.
Okay, yeah. It was decent.
Yeah.
I felt like the animatronics that, you know, with the little creatures was so obvious. Like, the way its eyes were blinking and moving its head, just little moments, I feel like this is something you would see at Universal Studios right here. This is the type of little stuff you'd see in the Universal Studios.
No shit.
They actually have that. They have a Tyrannosaurus Rex or a raptor that does that whole... the movie. You know, the whole eye blinking thing? You can tell it's, like, computer-aided and...
It's called servos.
Servos, yes. Yeah. It's not really authentic. And like Blue, that raptor
animatronics over CGI tennis balls.
Hang on.
Of course, because this looks more realistic. But the thing about, you know, a creature like Blue is you have to make her look so real. Because in this one, I noticed something about her. When she had that baby and it was kidnapped, she looked pissed.
Yeah.
Like she was really about to bite Gwen's head off. Yeah. Is that his name, right? Glenn?
Owen, right.
Yeah, she was about to, like, if you don't find my baby, bitch.
If I'm a baby, bitch.
I will come back. Forget about old times. I don't know you.
It did kind of seem like Blue was threatening her, like, you better get my baby back or I'm going to kill you.
She bit his hand.
Yeah.
She bit at his hand. She was like all those times.
It was so bad. He had to wrap a bandage around for the whole movie.
Yeah.
That was his promise. He's like, okay, was he looking at his hand at one point? I don't think.
Yeah,
I
mean,
his
hand was
bandaged. He's like, I better make good on my promise because Blue is going to have my head if I do not.
Also, how did she, you know.
Baby, sorry.
You know, the black pilot, Kayla, right?
I don't remember her character, but what about her?
Yeah, Kayla, how did she know so many dinosaur names? Like, I thought she was like, just drop up, get the cargo, drop it off, and get paid.
Because she used to work for Biosyn.
Okay.
And she...
She did used to work for Biosyn. She recognized the other air traffic controller when she was flying in. And then there was the fact that she did talk about how she was working for Biosyn at first, did a couple contracts. It was cushy, but it didn't make enough money. Right. So then she sank into, like, the deep end of the whole dark pool, like, taking any kind of job from shady people for money. So, and then you also have to remember, this is like almost like a good, you know, year or couple years now since we've seen like Jurassic World. Right. So like eventually, I think like dinosaur, you know, the dinosaur paleontology section of the library went from like being full up to like being damn near tapped out because everybody suddenly started reading up on dinosaurs that were attacking them.
Something pops up into your face, you want to know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right,
especially if you're flying around with
him. And then of course Grant and like, Sattler and you know Malcolm, they would all get
as I possibly can and pay attention.
Right, so you know you have Grant, you know Sattler and Malcolm. Of course, all three of their books will just get rain into high popularity because then they're the main three people that have been a part of the whole Jurassic Park thing from the beginning. So yeah, Kayla Watts would be a part of that and in the mix. And that's how she would pretty much know. I also wanted to point out, like, there's like a whole crumbling of how all of these dinosaurs were just kind of interacting with humans. Mm-hmm. So, like, there was a first, like, literally the first movie, you don't move because the T-Rex can sense your movement.
Yeah.
And it went from the gig, I'm trying to remember, the. I gotta remember, it's the Gigatorus?
Gigalosaur, I think.
No, not Gigalosaur.
No, that's not it?
No.
I don't know.
It's just call it the Gigalosaur.
Let's see.
We don't want to take most of the podcast just looking up dinosaur names.
Gigantosaurus. Gigantosaurus.
Gynecologist.
The Gigantosaurus, a genus of the theropod dinosaur that lived now in Argentina during the early Cenomian age of the late Cretaceous period, approximately 99.6 to 97 million years ago. That's Wikipedia.
Okay.
But still, so of course that would kind of come into the mix. I also think, like, when they interacted with that Gigantosaurus, is that they were moving while this thing had full eye contact with them.
Yeah, that's the thing that pissed me off the most.
Like,
how did it not lunge for any of
them? Like, it didn't lunge. It just kind of surveyed them for a second.
Yeah, even though they're clearly moving targets.
And granted, the T-Rex in the original did, like, just stare these kids down and watch them scream. But, of course, that motherfucker went in and lunged.
Yeah.
That's where I'm just kind of like...
the roof and tried to eat them.
And I think that also, once again, I was telling you about this, Faustino, you know, is that I think because the audiences are not only way different in just knowledge and trying to piece things together, I think we're also the same, we're a new nation of people that are like so emotionally involved that we don't want to see that kind of thing happen. Because it was kind of pretty big to see like two kids in a car face off with a T-Rex and have no guns. You know what I mean? Like, watching them, like, get tackled and killed in. You know what I mean? I think that's...
Maybe have Goldblum sacrifice himself. That way there's more stakes to it.
Which was... That's what I thought was really good.
I thought that was going to happen. I thought at one point he was going to sacrifice himself. Like, you get out of here.
But that's...
Kill as many humans as
well. But that's the funny part, is that he did that in the original. That's why, like, when I saw him, like, literally take a flaming locust, it's like, again... Like, yo ass, you got almost bitten in half the last time you did this shit. Like, I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Well, look, guys, let me show you my best friend
like a spear from high school. Mouth.
He watched this movie exact same time as we did in New York on a drive-in. He said that was a nostalgia-filled trip of awesomeness.
Okay, who's your friend?
His name is Simon Purdy. He's a doctor, so you can't say he's stupid.
Your opinions suck, and that doctor degree doesn't do jack shit.
Right.
What kind of doctor are we talking about?
He's a professor in criminal justice.
Oh, that's no, perfect.
And you're that's not a goddamn paleontologist, that's a
doctor?
Dickhead.
I thought you meant medical doctor or something.
Still, that's a pretty smart dude.
Yes, this is totally your friend,
he's
Sean.
He's a doctorate.
Dr. It, not Dr.
Okay. Let's get back to the movie.
You get a doctor if you want to be called doctor.
Let's get back to the movie. Last part I gotta say though is like, okay, like there, it's kind of interesting seeing how like we all are trying to like pay attention to the same thing.
Yeah,
but we kind of can't.
No,
because we really want to like, you know, put a lot of love and trust into like being told a story and being okay. I think that's the other thing that I'm also realizing is like these guys were given a lot of like what we call in theater like stage pictures. Right. So like they fight off the dinosaurs and they're standing victorious and we have like a nice crescendo with the music. They did that shit about 5 or 6 times in the goddamn movie. Like, no,
but they did that in all of the movies. Come on. I mean, the first Jurassic Park was full of that.
Jurassic Park was, but it didn't. It gave us that without trying to make us without it feeling so staged.
Yeah.
Like it felt like these guys were told to stand here on this mark, stand here on that mark.
Yeah.
This is what the people are gonna like to see. This is where they cheer, and we're out.
Yeah.
As opposed to when you watch the original, we're walking through a whole story and we forget that they even took pictures. Remember, like, I don't know if you guys felt this way, but I remember, like, reading textbooks on movies and, like, watching or, like, reading little bits and pieces on Jurassic Park. I'm like, when the fuck did they have time to take that picture? But then it didn't necessarily dawn on me. And there's like also like a technological gap.
And also they had set with photographers.
Like, you know, like set photography. You know what I mean? And like they like you didn't think shit from VHS would ever make it to a textbook. But then it was like, oh, you guys like there was a plan. Mm-hmm. Like there was work being put in to like really reweaving the story. And I think they just like.
There was good stage direction to make it look natural.
Right. And now it's just like, whoa.
Yeah. Hero stand. Especially when they, like, all get outside and they're all, like, stopping dead in their tracks when they see, like, the Gigasaurus and the T-Rex go at it along with the long-fingered bastard.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's also the next thing Michael kind of pointed out, like, the T-Rex is the good guy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, literally, thanks to this franchise, the T-Rex is the most popular dinosaur ever. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's the Flintstones and whatnot, but, you know, that kind of died away with the generation a couple times.
Because that fight between the Tyrannosaurus Rex and the Gigasaurus reminded me of the first Jurassic World of the T-Rex and the other one. Remember they had the other
Indominosaurus.
One? Indominosaurus, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, T-Rex is always loved.
It might have been the same T-Rex.
If it's not 2X, then it's blue, because blue saved the day in the last.
And the same thing happened in the third one. Sorry to interrupt.
She did?
Yeah, like the T-Rex got into a fight with
the Spinosaurus, but that T-Rex was killed.
That T-Rex was killed?
Well, in Jurassic Park 3, they purposely did not want to feature. I remember watching a featurette where they said we did not want to feature the T-Rex that much because we thought he was used too much in the other ones.
Oh.
So that's they wanted him in just that small scene. They didn't want him to be a hero or a villain. They just wanted one villain dinosaur. They wanted to be the Spinosaurus.
Oh, yeah. So that's I guess corrected.
Maybe the Jurassic Park 3 is better than. I guess maybe I can pump it up in my ranking.
So there's that. So then we got to go into the costumes because we pretty much battered the acting and the story to shit. Like,
Ellie Sattler was looking hip.
Yeah. that bamboo you're wearing?
That was a funny scene.
Yeah, like, okay, that was a little drunk.
But that, she wasn't dressed like how she was in the first one with like she wasn't dressed like a paleontologist like before wearing like cargo shorts and
pink
shirt tied up. No, she was wearing like a really
fancy. Ever notice how they were so obviously color coded in the original? How Professor Grant was in blue.
Yeah, and she was in orange.
Yeah, she was in pink or salmon. Pink.
Like salmon.
Salmon pink. Shit, he's escaping me.
Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum was in black all and the time. Who was in white? Always in white.
The lawyer was in white.
No, he was in gray. No, Dr. Hammond. Hammond.
Was white, yeah. John Hammond was always in white.
Yeah, John Hammond was always in white.
And that's actually, I'm glad you pointed that out because then I also noticed that. Oh,
we have here, a minute. All their color coding is just muted.
Yeah. But like, I also noticed that with Alan Grant in the very beginning to the end, he had the same blue color going on with the leather paired up. So it was paired leather where it's on his hat and then he has a blue shirt to then towards the end where he's in a nice leather jacket with a blue button down. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing that goes on with Laura Dern. She has the bright, like, you know, jean jacket kind of feel, but it's like light navy blue, and then it just kind of transforms into a whole pantsuit. For, you know what I mean? Like, it's I gotta say the costuming is pretty consistent. Just as consistent as the music.
Oh, I mean, they brought back, you know, the original score, changed it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. When you go from, like, Michael Giacchino to John Williams.
Well, you, from John, this from, was Michael Giacchino. Like,
from John Williams to Michael Giacchino.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he sampled the John Williams score a little bit, but just changed it.
Screw it. So, we're kind of a little bit over time here, as you guys have clearly heard. But, also wanted to go move into the next part. That's the cinematography.
I thought it looked great, guys. Maybe it's because we saw it in Premiere. I've only seen... This is only the second movie I've ever seen in Premiere. The first movie was Morbius. But compared to Morbius, this looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
crap. Do you guys agree?
There were a lot of, like, nice, tight close-ups. Yeah. We definitely see, like, how age is, like, hit the original three, but mm-hmm. it's not that bad.
But they're convincingly spry. I mean,
right.
they still do look like they're in good shape to, like, do some of the stuff they do.
Of course.
Yeah.
Laura Dern still looks like she runs on the treadmill, and yeah, so does Jeff Goldblum.
And of course, at least Laura Dern is not in a blue ball gown and purple hair.
Throughout right.
the whole fucking movie.
You know what I mean.
It's the tallest reference. We can move on.
It is.
yeah.
And Bryce Dallas Howard wasn't in fucking heels this time.
Oh, and that terrible wig. Remember the wig yeah. she wore in Jurassic World?
Yeah.
That was so bad.
Let me talk to your manager.
Man.
But so she looked good. She looked good. We're talking about cinematography. We're going backwards. But she was shot well, lit well, and I just thought it was crystal clear. I thought it looked crystal clear. I thought, especially the scene at the beginning with the mosasaur and they're in the ocean, that looked great, I thought. So that's just like a crystal clear scene.
Yeah, I mean, I will also admit that the motorcycle chase in that city, like...
You didn't like that?
No, I liked it, actually.
Okay. That's actually
one of the few good scenes in the movie.
That's, like, the most tightest... That's but like tight I know close-ups. It was
filmed against a green screen with, oh, like, a bunch of fans. Oh, don't ruin
magic for me.
Yes, I am ruining the fucking magic because I've seen a bunch of behind-the-scenes featurettes.
I mean... It also gave me, like, really nice, like, callback vibes to the Jason Bourne trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
It gave me, like,
when she jumps from, like, roof to roof or, like, building to building, it's like, and then you see that raptor, like, imitate that exact same shot from, like, from the Bourne Ultimatum. It's like, Raptor Ultimatum. Coming soon, directed by Paul Greengrass.
So that'd be a cool movie. Oh, but I like the part where he jumped the motorcycle into the plane. That was a cool shot, I think.
In a cool scene. Literally that whole sequence kept like all of us on the edge of our seat.
Yeah. I mean, I'll admit that was one of the few.
Of course he's gonna make it, but we still felt like he might not.
And there was a good moment where we were sure he wasn't gonna make it, like several times.
Yeah.
I think that's the big allure of, like, the movies, and I think that's kind of the last bastion to, like, a lot of this writing, mm-hmm. is that you kind of want to give us enough hope, but not enough to where we, like, get emotionally wrecked. How do you feel about it, Michael?
I mean, it was good image, you know, especially for the dinosaurs. And a lot of the scenes were like at the beginning when she goes to that landfill area, mm-hmm. and she helps with those, she helps escort or have no, this is, she, you know, she helps them get them out of there, the two long necks, because she tells that guy to make that noise with the vehicle and use that little flail. That scene was pretty shot well.
That scene was literally could be its own short. Could be its own short film. Not even no cap.
Like it shows you because those long necks always get like those long shots. It, like you know, in the second one, Fallen Kingdom, you had that long beautiful shot of right before it fell down because when the volcano was on fire, it was kind of sad.
You mean was there was the sad brontosaurus on the dock?
Yes. Because those creatures always get long shots. I feel like because it's like that's the one.
They
creature.
Have to get wide shots. They're massive.
Of course. Yeah. But it's like this. That's like the most gentle of dinosaurs compared to the Tyrannosaurus Rex because they don't really fight. They pretty much just run.
Stampede could still fuck up your area.
It's kind of like taking a long shot of a deer-like creature. It's like, it's like, because here's what I feel. I feel like audiences appreciate the Brontosaurus compared to like the Tyrannosaurus Rex. They do push the Tyrannosaurus Rex, but they also know he's dangerous.
Right.
Compared to the Brontosaurus, they kind of like just stare at it for a while, like, wow.
This yeah, but that can't be a whole movie.
I know. Well, I mean, it could be like a.
I like that. Like, it's. Granted, Tyrannosaurus Rex, like, gives us edgy, like, aggressive shots. Mm-hmm. And then the Brontosaurus is always, like, graceful.
They're like a palate cleanser. You
like, you're like mm-hmm. a nice, graceful, yeah. like, let's just watch this and breathe. And also be reassured that nothing. Really bad could ever happen, especially
with stomp
like,
on you.
Mm-hmm. But like, besides that, yeah, but it wouldn't like, mean to. It's
it
not,
would right, like it wouldn't like, mean oh, I'm, to I'm fuck sorry, you up. Bad. I didn't see that, but like he was just like it's a lot. Like I didn't even. It even kind of made me think about a Brontosaurus, you know what I mean? Like
even at the ending when it was reaching for that tree, it's right, like, so peaceful. Like it doesn't mean any harm. It's
just minding its own fucking business, yeah. and then to yeah. use like a flare to like keep him there. I'm also sitting there like. Bitch,
using
where
a
did
flare
you?
To
where
like
did you know
away?
How to use a flare? You know what I mean?
He's like, they're just laying there. Not, they don't mean to get in the way.
Right.
But she's like, okay, you need to get something like make a noise to lure
it
away.
Why did they immediately listen to her and ask, "Hey, kid, what the fuck are you doing here on our lumber site?"
I mean, they had no choice. Maybe they tried everything else. Like, you know what? Let's just do what she says. At
right.
this point.
I mean, and they really attempted it. And of course, the only time he looked back, I was literally scared. That was the one time
I was
scared.
Like, the dinosaur was like, "Thank you so much for getting these people to listen to me,
right?"
Or something because they did like, not know how to do it.
And like the one time the Brontosaurus Rex was like looking back, I was like, "Oh shit, what is he about to do? Is he gonna swing or something?" He's like, "Oh no, he's getting his friend." Like that was perfect.
He's
who are like buried in snow. Like, don't dinosaurs hate the snow? I don't know. They're cold-blooded creatures.
Yeah. But yeah, that was Jurassic World, guys. Definitely go check it out. It's out in theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get drunk or high. 2 out of 10.
What?
Final scores. Give everyone your final scores really quick.
20 out of 10. Fuck you, Faust.
I would say like maybe a 4.
All right. -2 out of 10. Fuck you, Sean.
Out of 10.
So I'm going to redact the praise I gave the motorcycle scene.
I didn't like that scene. I didn't really care for that. I don't care about the motorcycle scene.
All right. See, now my.
I do say. I like Blue. How fast she is, because she was pretty much
barely put in the movie.
She was bawling when she was running, especially when she was upset trying to get her kid back. She was like going full speed.
But really, that's your final score? 20 out of 10.
200 out of 10. Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, I would give it like a 6 to 6.5. Like, I wouldn't completely throw it away in the trash. I am disappointed as, like, a longtime fan. But it's also not brilliant. It's not like... It didn't really kind of, like, make us really depend on it too much.
Actually, I should mention one more thing. The kills in this were lame.
Okay.
You all about the kills, man. Just fucking...
They were not memorable. There was nothing memorable.
It's just like one guy got snatched off a Segway in like that Italian scene.
Oh, yeah.
Then I tell you...
That was more prevalent than the trailers.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And but yeah. It's like we didn't even get any more satisfying like aerial kills. We didn't... Kills like you saw in Jurassic World. We didn't see any like the Mosasaurus like eat some people off a ship. We didn't see the raptor like really tear anyone to pieces. Seriously.
The sea monster didn't do anything.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
But you guys definitely be the judge of that. You know what I mean? You guys definitely be the judge of it. Thank y'all so much.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for spending some time with me on Flick Through Friday. Please let me know if I've been of any help. If I have been any help to you at all. Let me know in the comments on my Instagram and or Facebook. please be unafraid to shoot me a DM. I am always looking to improve. Once again, I appreciate you making it to the end. You have no idea how much I truly appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I will talk to you next time on Flick Through Fridays.